ever been curious about stuff?
Stuff like what?
Like the moon and bones and dinosaurs?
Yeah, I actually have, yes.
Well, at Curious Kids Podcast, you can find out a lot of stuff with Jacob and Olivia.
Oh, wow. So they're going to be doing like research and like interviewing people?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that sounds like it's a fun podcast. Maybe we should definitely check that out. So check out the Curious Kid Podcast.
Yay. Dun-dun-dun.
Welcome back to Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
Yeah, I'm Trev.
And today, we about to wreck the internet.
What? Then how are we going to do any more podcasts?
Oh, that's going to be a problem, ain't it?
Yep. Thanks, Ralph. What did Ralph say to Vanellope if she didn't stop driving in Slaughter Race to make it seem more babyish?
What?
I'm gonna whack it. <It's> funny. You okay. Just get chased by some sort of maniac and they're like, I'm gonna whack it.
Okay. Alright, this week in Give Me the Line, I got this. Look, now, the only way or the best way to raise perfect children, all you got to do is... Ain't that Honey Bunch? Yeah. And then you just got to... And that's how you make perfect children.
We had to erase a segment, and then you stole mine.
I didn't steal it. How did I steal it if I didn't know it? You ain't say it. Okay, Trev, who's your MVP for this movie?
My MVP is, Knowsmore.
Oh, yeah, he kind of came through in the clutch.
Yes. He took them to a website called Oh My Disney, which made Vanellope bump into the Star Wars people, the stormtroopers, which made them follow her, which made her have to glitch into the, princess room, and then it went along from there.
Understandably so. And so, in linking to yours, I had two. I got two MVPs. Actually, no, two groups of MVPs. Number one, first group of MVPs is yes. Because she was awesome. She came through. She came up with all the different ideas to kind of get Ralph's all these likes so he could get all this money and everything like that. So she came up with the plan, the motive, and the skills to get the job done. And also, a second, the group of people who were the MVPs, the most valuable princesses. Yes, the Disney princesses saved the day. In the end, they the ones that kept Ralph from getting splatted on the ground at the end of the movie. So
which was basically Knowsmore.
No, it was the princesses that did it. They say, hey, look, it's a big, strong man in need of help. And they ran up. They used all their skills. You had Ariel use her swimming powers. You had Elsa use, Moana use her water manipulation powers. You had Ariel swim through the stuff. Then you had Elsa freeze the things. And then you had...
Mulan.
It was Pocahontas used the colors of the wind to kind of shape the water and everything like that. It was a lot of stuff kind of going on. And then you even had Sleeping Beauty with the poison apple. And then you had...
No, that was Snow White.
Snow... Yes. No. Yeah, you were right with Snow White. And just kind of like them working together kind of... Not even kind of straight up save the day. They could have done so much. Just think about if they made a movie, they need to make that movie just like like an Avengers princess movie to where they all come together and use all their princess powers to just kind of take on all kinds of stuff. I think that would have been kind of an awesome movie to see. And just think about it. They could be the Avengers of princesses against like the Legion of Doom evil women, like the evil stepmom or Ursula and all the other stuff. Like it could be something amazing to actually see. Or like from Sleeping Beauty where like the woman that the old witch to turn into a dragon. Like it could be epic. Okay, now it's time for the MVL, the most valuable loser. Who's the most valuable loser in your opinion from this movie?
I'm pretty uncertain, but I had like two or three. So I'll let you go first.
Most valuable loser, Ralph. If it's not for Ralph, a lot of this stuff doesn't happen. Like, I mean, well, he does okay throughout most of the movie, but at the end when he's like gets jealous because she was spending time with
people from Slaughter Race.
Yeah, I think was her name Shank. We spent the time with Shank, and she was getting mad. He was getting mad about that. Like that's being a loser, and that's why this whole problem had. Because you went down there to get the virus to mess up the movie, to mess up the game and stuff like that. It's your fault. It was your fault. And then not only was it your fault in the game, you let it get out, and so you doubly messed up.
My first one. And at my top of the scale was Ralph because he saved, just because she said that she needed more tracks, that she wanted more tracks, and that it was predictable, doesn't mean that she didn't, like it the way it was, and that one messed it up. The lady tried to put it back on track, but it ended up getting broke, and that's what started it all.
Yeah, right on that. All right, so what's your favorite setting in the movie?
My favorite setting is very, very easy. My favorite setting is Slaughter Race.
I agree. That's my favorite setting, too.
Yay!
It's very cool just to kind of, like, see him, like, in the open world and stuff like that. And kind of, like, a little bit more realistic. Like, the graphics got updated a little bit more and a little bit better.
A little bit more? That's an updated version of GTA.
Yeah. And so it was really cool to kind of get to see all that stuff and everything. And it's just like, it was awesome to see the 8-bit stuff in the first Wreck-It Ralph, but also to see the newer upgraded, like you said, like GTA kind of versions and stuff like that made it really awesome too. So that was definitely a very cool set.
Some sort of smoky sunset kind of vibe.
Well, that's air pollution because of smog. Yeah, that's not good.
Okay.
So who had the best design to you?
Who had the best design was, well, I...
Or best costume, because the different people had on different stuff.
I sort of had two. One was not a character at all.
What was it?
It was a car. Most of my stuff is going to be wrapped around Slaughter Race. My first favorite was Shake's car. The second is Shake. I just love that costume. And I love the way that it was painted, like a purplish red, and the way that it blended in with the sky.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. My favorite design, however, and costume on top of that, yes. Because Yes's design literally changed every time you saw her. Like, one time she had the spiky hair, one time she had, like, the flat top, one time she had, like, the little swoop bang. It literally just changed every time. And then
yes,
even her...
in the outfit. Yes. One time she had a white one on with a pad, like a sharp sand pad.
And then one time it was, like, a dress, and one time it was, like, a big fluffy jacket and stuff like that.
And then one time it was, like, a soldier with two Saiyan pads.
And so it was just like...
Yeah, it reminded me of Super Saiyan Blue Vegeta.
And so it had a whole bunch of different things to where she kind of like continuously updated stuff like that. And I think it was cool for her character to be able to like, okay, I'm setting the trends that everybody else follows. So I thought that was pretty awesome. Okay, so who had the worst design in the movie for you?
The worst design was, I don't know his name, but he was like the dude with the white hair, like the grayish hair, and the person who like ran the place.
Oh, you're talking about Surge? Like the guy that was saying that they couldn't go into the internet at first?
No, the person who made... Like, who got the internet for the place.
Oh, the owner. I forgot what his name was.
Yes. It reminded me of a ref.
Ah, I see.
But a very, very old one. And every time that we did something good, the ref would always call it back or say something was wrong. And then... he proved it to everybody, and it made no sense at all.
Okay.
But he's the ref. They just got to listen to him.
Yeah, definitely got to listen to the ref. I would say the worst design to me would be, I think, I don't like Vanellope's design in this movie. Just because I think that in the context of her being in Sugar Rush and all that stuff, like her having like all the candy and stuff like that kind of broken up in her hair and all that stuff made sense. But I think that like she goes into Slaughter Race, it should just kind of like update. I think that she, especially with her becoming a part of that, should just update her stuff to where she kind of looks a little bit different or kind of like looked a little bit more like the people in Slaughter Race. I think that would have been a better fit for her.
Yeah, get some long skinny jeans, some tin cans, and a new hairdo. And get rid of the candy.
Yeah, I think that would have made a better switchover for her. Just to kind of like update her hoodie a little bit. Maybe put like the little thing that was like on the side skull. Of her car, side of her thing. Yeah. And so I think that would have been a much better thing for her. Okay, so what is your favorite scene?
My favorite scene was when Ariel was going to sing, and then Vanellope was like, wait, the spotlight, the music, you don't see that? And then all the princesses was like, sure we see that. It happens to all of us. Go ahead, you're a princess, try it. I just saw some birds, like some just we could go hear SpongeBob sing.
Yeah, I think that, like, my favorite scene has to be the tail end where the princesses do all their powers together. I'm telling you, it was just an awesome scene. So I think it was a continuation of what you got also. Just to kind of see all the different princesses kind of, like, in the different settings or in the different ways for them to just kind of work together and stuff like that. I thought it was pretty awesome.
I actually changed my mind.
Okay.
It was one of the Slaughter Race scenes where it was like a power drift and a jump drift something.
Yeah, she trying to jackknife her car around and slid it backwards.
Yes, and then Vanellope asked her, did she do that? And she was like, maybe. And then Vanellope came up from a building and just did it.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Okay, that's time for, you know what, that was time for that don't make no sense whatsoever.
Okay, so what don't make no sense?
That they still have the Sugar Rush game. So they lose King Candy, which means less people, then Vanellope's gone, which means the game should be broken. And it's still there. Why?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. But also, just kind of tagging along with that, what don't make no sense is, okay, isn't Sugar Rush like your best game in your arcade? and it don't bring in $200 a month for you to be able to get a new wheel. So your best game don't bring in $200 a month.
And then you got Fix It Felix Jr. with an app going better than anything else.
It's like, come on, man. Like, you like, it don't make no sense that how are you still running your business when your best game don't even bring in no money? Like you should be bankrupt from just the power bill alone. We're not even talking about the upkeep or the rent or anything else. Just the power bill and the internet bill should bankrupt you. All right, now it's time for It Couldn't Be Me. What you got?
The answer to that would be that cookie necklace thing. The cookie necklace thing.
Oh, walking around with a cookie necklace?
No, I mean, Fix It Felix Jr. So I pretty much got infinite life. But now I'm raising 15 children.
Yeah, that's literally about the same thing I was about to say as well. Like, it couldn't be me. I could not be, no, 15? 15? No, I'm not bringing no 15 little youngins in my house. Especially they in there setting fires and stuff like that. Nope. Not no 15.
And they're all racers.
Me, couldn't be me. No.
They're going to be sliding each other in chairs, having races across the house. Uh-uh. And then one wins, and you're going to celebrate them. And then every other day, you're just like, you did a good job. You did a good job. 15 days. And he was like, what's the harm? Just do what they want. Get them anything they want. Okay, if their game breaks, how are you going to get them a $200 wheel?
I don't know. I couldn't tell
that
you.
That couldn't be me. Done. Okay, now that's funny. Do you have anything funny?
Funny thing to me is when, I forgot her name, but the young girl from Brave, Princess from Brave, when she was trying to talk and then they were just, Vanellope was just like some, did you understand anything she said? And Tiana was just like some, no, none of us know what she's saying. She's from another company. And so that was funny to me.
Yeah. And something else funny was, like, they said, I wish I had one of those. And then that's where my original favorite scene came from. And then Ariel was like, no. Do you see the spotlight? The music? Where am I?
Yeah, that's funny. Okay, time for Now That's Smart. What do you got?
Now That's Smart. Well, something smart that I noticed was that, you see, it just doesn't all add up, but it is something smart.
What?
That you black out when they're trying to tell you how to raise a perfect child. It's smart, because if you do raise a perfect child, then they'll all be the same. They can't be themselves. And then,
no, they can be themselves. I think it was smart to kind of blank it out, though, just because they don't. There's really no way to raise no perfect child. It's like you just gotta do it differently because each child is different.
But if you can't be yourself, then where's LeBron James? Where's
No, you can be yourself. I think that's what they allowed them to be themselves. But at the very same time, they had some sort of method to be perfect.
You But that's the problem. If you want to be something, then you got, then they're going to raise you and teach you how to do it perfectly, and you're going to be sitting in the attic playing basketball 24 hours a day while eating, and then you can be from the other side of the court, be able to shoot it, yeah, make a lot of money, then try to do something else. No, we raise you to do this for the rest of your life.
No, but if they did a perfect job of raising you, then they wouldn't force you into basketball. They force you into doing what you like to do.
Ah. No. Ah. No. Uh-huh. No. No.
Now, for me, what's smart was being, I just kind of come along, I just kind of go along with the princesses coming up with a plan instantly, working together seamlessly at the end. Like I think that the princesses are just awesome. And then I think it was super smart of Yes to be just kind of like, to kind of continually change her look all throughout the movie, just to kind of be just kind of like trendsetting and just doing that. Like, I know you've heard me say trendsetting twice in the podcast already, but it's just awesome to see her just kind of like continuously like evolving as the show kind of goes
so,
on.
So, yeah. In one scene, she's like, what up? Next scene, she's like, hello.
Right.
Next scene, we got to do business, and business is what it is.
Right. It just kind of just like she just keeps updating. So, let's have our debate. So,
I got one.
Okay.
If Vanellope didn't go to Slaughter Race, should she or should she not? I go. She should. I said an agent so many times. Should
she? She should what?
Should she go back to Slaughter Race or go back to her old game? I choose Slaughter Race.
I think that if she had the opportunity, she probably should have went back to her old game and just kind of like updated the levels. We've seen Ralph be able to create new levels for her on the fly. And so I think that that could have been something that could have been done to just kind of like keep updating her. And that way they don't have to have this long distance relationship to where they ain't around each other all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. But if you're at Slaughter Race, get to play basketball, you get to race, drive up and down walls, and then hang out with new people, then meet some new friends.
Yeah, she can do all that stuff in Slaughter Race. But she acts like she can't do all that stuff.
Videos.
She can do all that stuff.
Actually, cool buzz.
She can do all that stuff. She can do all that stuff in the in Sugar Rush just because they got Wi-Fi there. They just hook up Sugar Rush to the internet, and you have Wi-Fi capabilities to be able to play online with other characters all over the place. Like, you know, whenever we go to the whenever we go to Chuck E. Cheese and stuff like that, how you can have multiplayer on the car racing games, or if we're playing Forza or something like that, you can do multiplayer racing games. It's possible. It's easily possible.
But watching someone race and stuff, wouldn't that be like Switch? Is it called Switch?
Yeah, like on Mario Kart and stuff like that, but at the very same time, what's different?
Mario Kart and Arcade with different characters. It's not new.
So what's different? Like, what's the big difference between her staying in Sugar Rush and racing all the time and going to this place and racing all the time? It's the same thing.
But you can play basketball. You can have cool club meetings in the dark with suspicious people.
But you can do that in Sugar Rush, too.
No, you can't. Yes. They're all happy and nice except for that one girl.
There ain't even nobody else even alive. And what's the name of the movie? Slaughter Race. Ain't nobody else even
Everybody else.
All the people are there are Shank and her crew. Ain't nobody else there except for the people that's going to get blowed up.
Still, explosions are cool. She doesn't need candy. Candy and Princess Guzzlies.
She's the princess of that place.
Yeah, princess of that place. But here, she can be the total dominator.
She was the total dominator there, too. No, there's no reason for her to have to leave.
She was just a friendly racer who has a superpower and just goes poo and win every race. Every race. Guaranteed. You got people like Shank. Nono's gonna win. Sometimes her crew can beat her.
Shank's crew ain't finna win. That's why it's Shank.
What?
Shank's crew's not gonna win. It's just gonna be Shank that wins and everything like that. And which, yeah. I mean, it's fine. If that's what you wanna do, you just wanna go there and play second fiddle, that's fine. But understand that it would have been a better fit for her
can
to come
do
back
every single and move and better.
For it would have been better for her to come back and stay within her game in this case. Now, understandably, if her going forward, she could have, at the very least, if she wants to have some personal growth and stuff like that, that's cool. But I think that the best that's setting happened for her would have been where she was from. Just she being was able to race with the old her old siblings and all that stuff.
Not her. Yeah, okay. Sure. But then, wow, everybody's celebrating one dude who's win because they're basically brothers and sisters. She's going to be there alone but and just sitting there with the spotlight. And she's going to be like, why do I feel this pain inside?
What? That doesn't even make sense.
I think it does.
I think you've lost this argument. We're moving on.
We had a 7-minute argument.
All right, now it's time for super upgrades. What upgrades would you have made to the movie?
One upgrade. I have one. Why do you have to have so many Ralphs with no brain turn into a big old Ralph? You could turn into some sort of monster, not Ralph. Ralph's because Ralph is a giant Ralph trying to take Ralph's friend and make Ralph seem like a bad Ralph.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, you actually understood that.
My super upgrade would have been that whenever they went into different games, then because like the design for people in Slaughter Race was different from their design. So I think that they, if they would have changed their design once they went into the game world of that into like a design that fit that world, I think that would have been a pretty cool upgrade for it. Okay, now it's time to see if you rate it or if you hate it. So, from 0 to 5 Sugar Rush controllers, what do you give Ralph Breaks the Internet?
I give it... I give it as close as a 5 as can be. Because there might be another one. And if we just rate it full on, and then, wait, there's another one? But I already rated both of those. 5.
You can rate it 5 if you want to. It doesn't make it any worse or better. It's just how you feel about the movie. Do you rate it a 5?
No.
Well, what do you rate it as?
4.
That's a good rating. I think I'm going to give it 3.5. I think it was a solid... No. I'm wrong. I apologize. This is an amendment right here. This is a 4.5 because I totally forgot about the princesses. The princesses by themselves are worth 3 stars. And so they get this movie a 4.5.
I give it a 5. Slaughter Race. Slaughter Race by itself, just being a Slaughter Race movie, yes, that's a 5.
All right.
Even if just one race and one and half a basketball game would be enough, and that'd be a 5-star for me.
Okay. That's good. I like that. All right. Time for some fun facts or some Easter eggs or anything that we wanted to talk about. And man, this movie had so many Easter eggs within it. Number one, Tappers. Did you recognize what Tappers look like?
Yes.
Who do you look like?
I remember it looking like something, but I just couldn't remember what.
Super Mario. Tappers is Super Mario. Even though they couldn't get quite the rights for Super Mario, that's who Tappers was, Super Mario.
The
big blue eyes, the curly brown hair, short guy, big nose, mustache.
Mario!
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you had that. You had a link to the DC Universe. Because guess who played Shank?
Who?
Gal Gadot.
Wonder Woman.
Yes.
I was like, who's the girl? It's not Supergirl. She doesn't have a movie there.
No, that's Melissa Benoist.
Yes.
You had that. You had that link. And then, of course, did you notice the Iron Man cameo?
Right when they walked
into the Disney thing, it was a guy flew overhead.
Yes,
Iron Man.
Iron Man. And I saw that.
It was awesome. Then we had a cameo, Prince Nadine of Maldonia. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, at the end when you kissed him and woke him up and stuff like that. And so it was like a ton of Easter eggs within this movie. And so,
was that all of them?
No, that's not all of them. But
please,
so many,
please tell me
there's
more.
So many of them. We'll look at this at a different day. I think we might kind of come up with a special podcast talking about our favorite Easter eggs or something like that. Maybe after our 1 year edition. But for right now, let's move on. One more Easter egg. Let's see if we can think about one more Easter egg. Okay, so when you saw Pocahontas in the movie, her hair flowed in the background. Like, you know, like painting with the colors of the wind. She had the literal control of the wind. Like, her hair flowed and floated throughout.
Yeah.
And a lot of the princesses' shirts, whenever they changed into kind of more casual wear, it had like different things that related to their movies and stuff like that. So
yeah,
like,
Moana had the crab that, and it said hashtag shiny.
Right.
And then Snow White had the poison apple.
Right. And then you had Belle with the BFF on it, with the Beast Friend Forever. Come on now. That's pretty cool. All right, so let's move on. We really don't have that much news. We just wanted you guys to keep you guys updated just to make sure you guys hit us up on all our social media platforms. I think we might be creating a Instagram account in the near future. We've got...
Boulder's Potter.
Oh, yeah. We definitely got some new stuff in the Teespring shop. Just look up Hero Talk on Teespring. Hit us up at Gmail, herotalktt@gmail.com. Hit us up at Twitter at herotalk1. And let us know, how do you feel? What do you guys think? What do you guys want to see from us in the future? What some of the movies that you guys want us to kind of cover on? Like, it's plenty of stuff. As you've seen, we get excited about the Disney princesses too. So, you know, we're probably going to even cover some of those movies too. Like, look, we're going to be out there and we're going to be getting a lot of stuff done. So it's been an exciting time. So
yeah, we got a special mixture of Severus Snape, Voldemort, the one who mustn't be named. Well, you're called Mr. No-Nos, and then Harry Potter.
Oh yeah, that's a special T-shirt design we got coming out within the next week. So yeah, be on the lookout for that. Hit up that Teespring shop. We got some different things we coming out with. We go keep it coming to you fresh. And I mean, it doesn't even have to be just a T-shirt. You can put it on a coffee mug. You can put it on a phone cover. You can put it on a pillow.
Towels.
You can put it on, I don't know if they do bath towels.
Well, let's think about that.
A lot of stuff. And so it's gonna be a lot of fun. And you can get you some cool looking stuff. And let's wrap this up, because this has been Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trent.
Because when there is a hero,
we talk. Dun, 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 dun.